Texte numéro 14. Charlotte is burning. Waking up from the American dream, finally. Another black man was shot to death by a police officer, this time in Charlotte, North Carolina. The officer said he had a gun. The family said he had a book. And then the city exploded. And when people erupt in Charlotte, North Carolina, it gives the nation real pause. Why? Because this isn't a decaying northern city like Baltimore. Nor is it a rust belt city like Chicago. When police shoot unarmed citizens in those places, not a few wonder if the ugliness that takes place there in fact says more about the intractable violence of inner cities than it does about police aggression or unequal justice under the law. Charlotte isn't a crumbling urban ghetto. Charlotte is the place you move when you want sunshine and a shiny new house in a sparkling new subdivision. Charlotte is a prosperous city, where not only can you get a job in the bustling and very clean uptown area, but that job affords you wonderful weekend getaways to a cozy cabin in the Appalachian Mountains, only an hour away, or to the sandy shores of the Atlantic, also an easy drive from the Queen City. Charlotte is a magnet for the young and old alike, and its growth is the envy of not a few urban mayors. Charlotte epitomises the best of America in the 21st century. Or does it? Not really. As in every major city in America, Charlotte is also segregated, poor, and being destroyed by a drug war. Too many of Charlotte's kids are hungry, and too many Charlotte parents see more police in their communities than they do job recruiters and grocery stores. In short, Charlotte is one of the wealthiest cities in the country, but this prosperity hasn't touched overwhelmingly black West and Northeast Charlotte, and it is one of the most heavily policed. And the police don't spend much energy policing, throwing people up against cars on a regular basis to search them for drugs, in overwhelmingly white South Charlotte. And the excessive and aggressive policing of only Charlotte's poorest and blackest neighbourhoods leads there, as it does in every other city in the country, to the killing of citizens by the police. It has led there, as it has elsewhere, to outrage. And thus, when Charlotte erupts, we need to pay particularly close attention. Some still think that this nation is doing fine, except for those ugly pockets of poverty and segregation that routinely explode like Baltimore or Chicago. Others know better, but hope to move away from and thus avoid addressing the persistence of ugly racial injustice and the cries for help coming from black families. Charlotte is their wake-up call. Adapted from NBC News, September 2016.